Hello everybody and welcome back to Stripes, the Bianconeri podcast, the podcast for Juventus fan all over the world by Juventus fan all over the world. As always, this is Matteo and with me, Thiago. Hi Thiago, how are you?
Hi, it's good to be back here and hosted by Radio Bianconero once again.
Yes, exactly. I forgot to say that. I was supposed to say that, but okay, thank you. That's why we are a great couple. And before talking about what happened in Crotone last Saturday, okay, let me introduce our guest and a great fan of Radio Bianconera, Massimiliano Sortolano from Liverpool. Hi, Massimiliano, how are you?
Hello, Matteo. I'm fine, thanks.
And before talking about what we think about the game, Massimiliano, we know that you live in Liverpool, and if you want to tell us something about yourself and about how it is being a Juventus fan in Liverpool.
Yes, okay. I'm 47 years old. I've been living here now for nearly 30 years. And I'm originally from Battipaglia, that is in Campania, Salerno. And being as a Juventus fan here in Liverpool, I never had any problem at all. Actually, when I go around dressed with a Juventus t-shirt, shirt or anything with a Juventus logo on it, everybody seems okay with me anyway. Actually, they even apologize for what happened at the ISL years ago.
Yeah, well, that's nice, honestly, by them, because I was a little kid when that happened, because on May 85 was still like 5 years old, but I was trying actually to understand what happened that night, and Liverpool fan, of course, have some part of responsibility, but the big responsibility should be on the UEFA shoulder for how they organize the event, but not talk about that. And it's nice to know that Liverpool actually take part of the blame for what happened, and I think they learn from their mistake, and something that maybe we can learn too, honestly. But okay, this is gonna be part another topic for another episode, okay? And well, we see what happened last Saturday in Crotone. It was 1-1 tie, with the Juventus again going down with a penalty by Simi because of a foul committed by Bonucci, a silly foul, I would like to say. And then Morata tied the game up, and then we were not able to score because everything went the wrong way, went the wrong direction, and Juventus getting another red card. Right or not, it was a red card, and having a goal disallowed for just a couple of millimeters, I would say. And I don't know, what do you think about that, Massimiliano?
Well, I think that the game wasn't played very, very, very good by Juventus anyway. We didn't really deserve to win that game. That's my personal idea. Because we didn't have any... We weren't strong enough on the pitch. They went, you know, I don't know, they have... It was some lack of personality in some of the players, seems like. That's my point of view on that game.
Sure. And I don't know, Thiago, I know that you want to blame particularly some player, but please be kind over here and let me ask what you think about that.
No, of course not. Of course, we all joke about that missed pass by Bernardeschi. I mean, mentally missed pass because he didn't try it. But it was such a good feeling inside, if you know, to fear, to see like young players, so many young players playing alongside. Because despite the fact that Buffon is a 42 years old legend, Bonucci is a 33, I guess, years old player, and Morata is 27 and Danilo is 29. All of the players were like 24 years old or less. So it was such a nice feeling because we were like expecting this, but there was so many swept positions, movements between Chiesa and Kulusevski so many times, especially in the first half. But you know, we have to patience. We need patience. And of course, as Agnelli said last week, every single missed step will have a lot of criticism to Pirlo, to the squad, to the players, to the captains, to the senators, as we call in Italy. But I think I expected a little bit more, but I understand that some good football didn't happen.
Yeah, and before giving my opinion, let me ask Massimiliano what he thought when he see Portanova in the starting 11 lineup.
Well, to be honest with you, I did see him play before when he played for the under-23, even in the youth team. Then I think that he's a good player. He just needs a bit of more of an extra experience. And the only way for him to gain the experience is to play. And yes, that's the best way to do it anyway.
Yeah, I agree. So yeah, honestly, look, when I wasn't home when the game happened, so when I got the text from with the starting 11, I was, oh, what the heck? So I was really surprised to see the starting 11. But I like the attitude, actually, because we're always talking about the Juventus never is not so brave to start young player. And then when that happened, we're going to start the coach that actually made them start. So I really appreciate Pirlo move, and most of all because... Let me tell you this. I expect to win in Crotone every time, okay? But if you consider many things, I think we have like thousands of alibi for this not win. First of all, this is only the third game played by Pirlo, okay? Trained by Pirlo, I would like to say. So it needs time to adjust. It needs time to understand how to handle being a coach, okay? Then this game came after a long international break. So you want to talk about that, Crotone had like 15 to 20 days to prepare this game, not only to prepare the game but to have like a physical preparation to be ready for this game, something that Juventus was not able to do because most of the players came back on Thursday and some of them really on Friday. So for example, Chiesa was able to train with the team only 30 minutes on Friday, and not only that, we had some two or three South American players that came like back on Thursday night, and I have no idea how many hours of jet lag. Okay, and on top of that, we have players like McKennie and Ronaldo with COVID. We have players like Dybala that we're gonna talk maybe a little bit later with some kind of injury. And on top of that, we had to like another 2 hour. Plane flight to move to Crotone, because Crotone is basically in the opposite part of Italy, and so there is many alibi that can Pirlo can play. But yeah, I expect to win the game. And if you check what happened last week in soccer, not only in Italy but like Europe wise, and every big team had trouble. Okay, we see like Real Madrid losing, Barcelona losing, we have Lazio losing 3-0 with Sampdoria, we had like Napoli winning big against Atalanta, but nobody said that Atalanta player were all over Europe until like Thursday, like Juventus player, and Napoli had 15 days to prepare for the game. So if you call that fair, I don't know what to tell you. And that said, yeah, we have like one of the youngest Juventus that I could remember, okay, because if you check just the midfield line, we went to Chiesa 23, Arthur 24, Betancourt 22, Kulusevski 20, Portanova 20. So, and Portanova, yes, I was happy to see him playing. I don't think we have much with him. I don't think he's going to become a great player, honestly, and that's my personal opinion. But of course, if he doesn't play, we cannot know what we have with him. So yeah,
there is also another thing we have, like, once again 30 minutes with one man down, and honestly, Chiesa was nice. I wasn't expecting that kind of intensity in for a guy who trained like 30 or 40 minutes with the team. And honestly, it was nice to see Kulusevski once again doing those passes and playing between the lines. But I didn't expect some players to start, Danilo especially, because even if he did great, but he played two matches from Brazil, for Brazil against Peru especially, and wasn't an easy match.
Yeah, I
such
agree.
A difficult fight. And you know, Everton, Leipzig, Real Sociedad, Milan, and I think Strasbourg are the leaders in those main five main countries. So it is a weird moment. We have so much competition yet to come. So we have to have once again ask for patience and to see the work how Pirlo will deal with the problems and how the solutions.
Right. So, Massimiliano, do you like what Alchiesa have the first 60 minutes with Juventus jersey on, or you were expecting more?
No, I was expecting exactly what he did. I don't know, Chiesa had a more personality than players that are older than him in the team.
I agree.
He showed a lot more, especially of someone that is in the defense, the one that goes all the way on his side, Mr. Bonucci.
Okay, yeah.
Because he hasn't got a clue on how to mark a striker. He doesn't know how to do it. He hasn't got a clue.
Well, we know that Bonucci does his best when he doesn't have to take on a player, but when he can play like the middleman on a tree. But we know that. But yeah,
talking about personality, it's so good to see such a young player on his fourth or fifth match as a professional player like Frabotta, because he was running and running and running and running, and he was there every single action. He was there, and it's not easy to have like a guy like Demiral next to you, because he's screaming and flying and hitting. It's such a nice.
I agree with what Massimiliano said about Chiesa, because honestly, guys, okay, we pay it's not coming for cheap, okay, first, but Chiesa is a workhorse. He doesn't have the head, but we know that Chiesa for 90 minutes, 95 minutes is going on up and down on the right or on the left, and he leaves everything on the field. So honestly, I like him. I think the red card was really unfortunate, and look, I don't want to comment, but it could be a red. Yes, okay, it could be a red, but we will see many time a foul like that was even going like only a yellow card. But okay, it was unfortunate.
It's understandable.
Okay, and I was more mad about the goal that was disallowed to Morata, because that was so close, and I think it was just a matter of which frame was used to check his position. And I have zero issue with VAR checking the offside. Really, it's offside. It's like it's an objective thing. It's offside or it's not offside. But in that case, it's like it was so close. Okay, and it was really a matter of which frame you want to choose. So I don't know. You guys have anything else to add?
What I say about the offside? It was up in the same thing in the Liverpool game here. Against Everton.
Oh, you're right.
Exactly.
Pickford really did that. Yeah, and Pickford was really. He didn't have a really great moment. Maybe he's really, really lucky over there, right? And.
I would like to make quite a compliment to Morata, because there was no Dybala, there was no Ronaldo, and he hit the chest and said, "It's up to me." So it was such a great performance, especially if you compare it to the match against
and
Roma.
You know why?
That he was an inside watcher.
Yeah. So, you know why? Because Morata stayed in Torino to train for 15 days. you really see difference. Look, before talking about something that I really don't want to talk about, let me ask Massimiliano. Massimiliano, so how is following Juventus Liverpool? Are you able to watch every game? I don't know, you're always streaming over, like, and how is Serie A seen in England? Because right now, English Premier League is like the best.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Would you want to say anything about that, Massimiliano?
Yes, I do watch that through Sky Go. Because my stepfather in Italy has got Sky. Then I use the Sky Go in England using a VPN.
Okay, maybe it's not say that because that's it's a legal way to see, to watch a game, okay? And bye.
Actually, it's, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's okay. And, VPN is legal.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Sorry. Go on, Massimiliano.
And you know, that's the way I.
Do you think that
I watch all the games like that? But I only watch the game. I don't watch the aftermath or the before the game. I don't watch anything else because I don't want to listen to journalists or anything. I just put Radio Biancorera on and that's it.
I see.
Okay.
Yeah. I would like to ask, do you think that the fan base from Juventus is growing even in the UK or not?
In the UK, lately I've been seeing quite, especially since we got Ronaldo, I've seen quite a few people as well, you know, in the streets wearing a Juventus t-shirt. He's quite, even going around with with a scarf. He's a very strange feeling for me because up to a couple of years ago it was only me really going around with the Juventus top on in the streets.
Nice.
Yeah.
But there is like a fan base, like, okay, you're Italian, okay, so basically you grew up watching Italian soccer, Serie A and Juventus, but there is like people from, like English people that like Juventus, that pick Juventus over like Manchester or Liverpool.
Juventus here is very well respected. I've got a couple of friends as well, that one is Irish, he came to watch a few games with me here in England. And another couple of English people as well that I know, that they like Juventus a lot. I said it's a very well respected team in the UK compared to Italy, that the, you know, that there is no respect at all for the winners.
Yeah.
Nice to know. And look, Thiago, I think it's time right now to talk about that. And there were some rumors about Dybala wasn't being so happy about what happened on Saturday, about not playing on Saturday. What's your take? I'm not going to say anything about that because you know what I'm going to say. So I'll let you talk about that.
Okay. For me,
you know, I...
Oh, sorry.
Go on.
Hey, for me,
no, go on, please.
Yeah, okay. For me, Dybala is a great player, but he's lacking on personality. He's like a spoiled child. If he doesn't get his own way, you know, he's causing problems. That's what he looks like to me from far away, not being with them in the on the pitch or when they train or anything. Then that's what I think of him. I always thought that way anyway. Then
I see. Yeah, you know, I think that there's some of that too. I think that Dybala needs to twist his arm to accept that he needs to work harder every single day, every single week in a club like Juventus. And Juventus tries at least to help him a lot in problems outside of the pitch. But he had some problems with positions with Allegri, with Sarri, and now he didn't play with Pirlo yet. And there is this problem. I'm not so sure how big it is, but I think it's a problem that for like more a week or 2 weeks maximum, people won't talk about it anymore. So I think especially when many goals come, the ball comes in, Dybala will like make something better to work that shirt, because that shirt is so important. That number carries a lot of responsibility, and he needs to have that personality. It's important for the team, it's important for the club, it's important for marketing thing, for business, but he needs to play more in quality, more in quantity, play more.
Yeah, I agree with what you actually, and I don't even understand why journalists are trying to make a case and say that Dybala should be in Crotone. Look, guys, Juventus was in Crotone without any striker other than Morata. Okay, of course it was better for Dybala. Personally, for Dybala, it was a better situation for him staying in Turin and train for a couple of days, so to be ready for the game in Champions League, for the Champions League game. We were really in an emergency situation where really we didn't have enough player or enough offensive player. And I really think that Pirlo would have given like Dybala 20-25 minutes if only Chiesa wouldn't get the red card. So
that's the point. Yeah,
exactly. So him being mad, I don't know what he expect, because as Massimiliano was saying, he's a little bit a spoiled kid right now, because being in Juventus right now for you is being in his comfort zone, okay? And I still think he's the second best player in Serie A right now, okay? But the time is clicking, because he's 27, 20 years old. He didn't take the step that everybody was hoping that he were taking, like after the game against Barcelona 3 years ago. So he coming from, yes, a nice year, but it was really a couple of months more than a nice year. So, and if you really want to get the big contract that he's looking for, you need to show more on and off the pitch. So that's what I say about that. And but okay, I don't know, guys. You wanna see? You have anything else?
At the end of it, we can only say that he's got to stop being a child. He's got to grow.
Yes, I cannot disagree with that, honestly. And Juventus was really, really spent big money on him when he was really a nobody, okay? Now that he's becoming one of the most famous players in the world, because he's really famous, and for the brand, he can be really important, honestly. You're right, Thiago, when you say something about that. And but he needs to step up.
Yeah, it goes to one step further, because the number 10 sponsored guy is a guy from Adidas to the club, and it's the moment, it's the right time, and respect this.
Yeah. So Massimiliano, you want to say anything to our listener, to Radio Bianconera? It was great to having you here. Okay, it's great to hear you from you every day during the Bianconera, Radio Bianconera programs. Okay, and I hear it from you more than from my wife. Okay, so you want to add anything before we're gonna say bye to everybody?
Okay, what I can say to the others that listen to this podcast today, I can say just carry on, listen to us. So we are fans like you. We are ordinary people. We have nothing to do with football or anything. We just love Juventus, and that's it.
Yeah, that was honestly great, wise words. And we are really, Juventus is really a family, and they brought us together. And if you think that we call like the Stripes, the Bianconeri podcast, and we're really a podcast from all over the world, because I'm in Italian, living in Los Angeles. Thiago is in a Brazilian, living in South of Brazil. I am in Italian, living in Liverpool. So I can even think about three places so far from one each other, and talking about, but brought together by the same passion.
It's the longest pass of the world.
Yeah, so thanks, guys, to listen to us. Please leave us a feedback, download the Radio Bianconera app, give your feedback, let us know how you're doing, where we can improve, and as always, fino alla fine.
No, fino alla fine. Thank you very much for having me here today.
Thank you. It was our pleasure.